Atlanta is known for Coca-Cola and for Sherman's torching and for Gone with the Wind, but over time, it seems to be becoming the home of horror. In fact, the New York Times even called Atlanta, from a film standpoint, the new Hollywood of horror. This city just loves anything to do with the macabre. And not least of which, the story by Bram Stoker, Dracula. And really, you led the way, the Atlanta Ballet, as a pioneer in this, in 1998. The Ballet Dracula is originally from Wales, is that correct?
Yeah, it was done originally in the UK and by a company called Northern Ballet Theatre. And Michael Pink created the production there.
And delicious music written for the score.
That's amazing. It's wonderful.
Some may find it odd that this production is scheduled for February, the month of love, Valentine's Day. But there is quite the bizarre love triangle at the heart of this story.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan Harker is engaged and then ends up marrying Mina. And Dracula is also in love with her. So that's where the love triangle, you know, gets quite interesting and complicated. You have to love Dracula. I mean, he's the father of all monsters, right? You
know,
he really is one of the original. You know, Count Dracula is the original, and people are fascinated with vampires in general. I think there's something sensual about vampires, and there's a sexuality about vampires which I think is very interesting. And I think they're sort of vampires are a there are lots of layers to what a vampire can be and do, and people have really explored that on television and in movies and given them more than just one personality.
Your role is one that the story would not be complete without Jonathan Harker. He sort of ushers us into the story of this centuries-old vampire. Is it a challenge to bring Jonathan Harker to the stage, to bring his personality and what's going on in his head across in dance?
No, I feel like this character, to get to play this character on stage, he goes through such a transformation from the beginning of the show, you know, through the entire show. But Act One is particularly about Jonathan Harker, and the transformation, the journey that he goes through, I find it very multidimensional.
Tell us a little bit about Jonathan Harker.
Yeah, I mean, he starts out the show. He's there to make sort of to go to Transylvania to handle some business and get some land sort of situated for Count Dracula, and you know he gets sucked into this world that ends up sucking the life out of him.
Now, this is not your first time portraying Jonathan Harker.
That's right. I first did this role of Jonathan Harker in 2000, and it was my first large role with Atlanta Ballet, and it's something that I love this role. It's one of my favorite roles that I've ever performed, and it's nice to step back into it. It's nice. It's like putting on comfortable clothes. You know, it's putting on a suit that's always fit well, and it's great to go back and get to reinterpret this role and find new things about this character, continue to expand upon it.
After many performances as Jonathan Harker, this is to be your last.
Yeah, it's really the best way, I feel, to kind of bow out, if you will.
Uh-huh.
It's like I said, it's one of my favorite roles, so I couldn't think of a better ballet to go out with. And it's really full circle for me, because since this was the first lead principal role that I got to do with Atlanta Ballet, it only seems right that it be my final principal role with the ballet.
Will it be hard to say goodbye to Jonathan?
Yeah, it will be it'll be bittersweet for sure. So I perform on the February 16th is my final show. It'll be exciting to pass it along to the next generation and to the new Jonathan Harkers.
Yeah.
But I'll miss it.